Yeah, it's great. They've played great all year and certainly deserve it. And all of our team's happy for, you know, everybody that made the Pro Bowl. And, you know, I think every one of them was certainly well-deserved.
How about Brandon, given, you know, what transpired in the training camp and then, you know, his progress through the season?
Yeah, well, his play speaks for itself, and we haven't had any issues, you know, with him. And everything's been good, and he continues to play well and very hard.
Do you think it was that Indianapolis game that maybe put him over the edge, you think, from having a good season to being back in the conversation of elite?
Well, 21 catches help. I mean, that's no question. That's a lot of work for one day for a receiver. But now he's throughout the entire year, you know, he's seen the other team's best secondary players, and he's seen some double coverage, and we've asked him to do a lot of different things, and he's handled all of it very well.
You practice against Champ and Dawkins every day. What makes them unique? What makes them so good?
Well, certainly different players. I mean, Champ, he's very, as a defensive back, he's probably the most patient defensive back that I've seen. Doesn't really respond to early moves. You know, he's so patient. He's got a great feel for the game and has a great feel for reading route combinations and just kind of knowing what to expect. So he's extremely patient back there and never gets himself out of position. And he's always right there when the ball is thrown to be in position to make a play. Brian, obviously, experience, tenacity, just being a great football player and having a nose for the ball.
Kyle, every team, obviously, the goal is to make the playoffs. If you're not in the playoffs, regardless of what happened on Sunday, will this season be a success given the outside expectations, or will it not be a success if you don't make the playoffs?
Well, we won't reach our goal. I mean, that was our goal. So if you don't reach that, then that's certainly not, you know, very successful. But we feel if we win and take care of our business, we got a great chance, and we'll see how it plays out.
How much do you want to be throwing the ball downfield more? It's been a very, especially in the last 2 weeks, a very short passing game. You look at, you know, the yards per catch and that kind of stuff. Is that you making those decisions? Is it the play calling? Is it the coverage? Or?
Well, I mean, you know, we've kind of talked about it all year, you know, the deep pass and making plays down the field, and we'd love to do that. But sometimes you don't get the right coverage. Sometimes you get the coverage that you want, and you don't get the time to throw it. Or, you know, just a lot of factors to get the ball down the field. And we haven't been able to do that the last couple of weeks. But, you know, we're certainly going to try to go, you know, throw the ball to the right spot, to the right people. And if that's for 5 yards or for 50 yards, that's just what it is.
Josh was talking the other day about just playing a team the second time. And, you know, the Raiders and the Chargers, obviously the first time you played it, much different result. Can you learn something from those experiences?
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to get the same thing against these teams, you know, probably the second time around. There's always going to be, you know, little differences, and we saw that with Oakland for sure, and we saw that with San Diego, and we really expect the same thing this week, you know, to be played just a little bit different than we were the first game, and which means we got to do a better job of preparing and knowing exactly what we think we're going to get. And if we don't get that look, to be able to talk about it early on the sideline and get it taken care of, you know, in the first couple series and not let it linger on until the second half or something.
Was there a point in the season that things really clicked with you and Brandon Marshall? Because obviously he wasn't around here very much.
Well, the more games that we've played together, the better we've gotten. And he's an instinct player. He's been great, and for the most part, being exactly where we want him to be. But we have gotten used to each other more. Where if he sees something and he wants to break it off, or if he feels like he's going to get doubled and he needs to do something else to get open, we've done a pretty good job, especially the last 4 or 5 weeks of me knowing what he's going to do and him getting to the right spot and still being able to give him the ball.
And he's not shy about telling you what he wants.
No, he's not, and I'm not shy about telling him. You know, you don't want to take away his instincts because he's such an instinctive player, but also, it can't be something that he does on every single play to get out of position, and now we're, you know, making mistakes either. So it's a fine line, but he's been able to walk it.
Good give and take.
Yep, no question. No question. It's just talking, and it's just to try to get open and score points and help the team win.
I'm sorry to bring up more of an off-season question here, but obviously there's an uncapped year. It's going to affect your unrestricted free agent status. Is that a bad thing for the league?
It's a bad thing. It's a bad thing for the 275 players that are in that position with me. You know, just free agency's, you know, always been something for the players. You know, and it's always been a great thing. You know, to if you get one crack at free agency as a player, you know, that's what you dream of. And you know, how it stands right now, 270 guys aren't going to be able to have that dream. You know, to be a free agent, and you know, that's a shame for the players. I think.
Do you commiserate with anyone? Do you talk about other guys in the same boat about this?
Well, it's been talked about. I mean, it's a you know, I'm an assistant rep for the union, you know, so I've followed the situation for the past year, and both sides have a lot to lose, so hopefully something gets done.
The league do you guys somewhat of a favor taking the Jets out of that 11 o'clock spot, because obviously them and the Ravens win and they're in. Now both of those teams don't take the field before you, and there is still possibly a nugget out there that you guys have something to play for.
I didn't know that happened. We play at 2:15. That's the only thing I'm, you know, looking forward to.